The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, eat, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
We'll talk to Brett in just a little while as he is out and about, heading out for Operation Hydration this morning because Jeremy isn't well. And so they've got... well wishes coming in saying, well, it's nice knowing you, Jeremy. There's no way he can afford a hospital visit. Well, we'll get him. We'll get him through this. Don't worry. No reason to wreck Jeremy's life. Did I throw that away? 83rd Avenue and Camelback is the Safeway Brett's going to if you want to head on over there.
No GoFundMe yet.
Been corrected on the...
For Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take care of that tortoise first.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to make sure that gets solved before we help Jeremy out.
Priorities.
Got a tummy ache. We'll get him fixed. Don't worry about it. 83rd Avenue and Camelback, that's where Brett is this morning. We'll chat with him. And just a little bit, people are emailing like crazy saying, hey, do you think Derek Zellner's got a place in that same apartment complex you're in? Only his floor has no sucks on it. That's probably true. And then J. Todd Himes, the artist behind the Barry Wood painting I have, will go in the cool frat apartment. I think I'm going to move it into the bedroom of that. So, John, I'm glad you're still with us. It sounds, do you realize how close you came to being Bob Crane? And it was like, oh, my God, the Bob Crane story almost occurred. Except for without all the extracurricular sex and cameras, because that was what Crane and that guy were into.
Yeah, there's only one video camera.
I don't know about it, though. I can't find it. That's the difference. It's kind of crazy. So there's a lot of weirdness going on. And before we get into the Brady Report, I just got sent this article. And the guy said, what do you think of this? Because his son's doing it. And well, I'll get to that in a second. His son's wearing dresses, right? His son's like, oh, Dad, it's totally cool. And he sends him this article. He goes, well, it's like, I need an emergency. What would Brady do? What do I do with this? And I'm like, I don't know what you do with this. Your son is wearing a dress. And he's, yeah, but he's finding these articles that say it's okay because Lil Nas X was on. And now there's like three of them I found based off of this that basically this one says boys in their summer dresses is no longer a big thing. Like, what do you do if your son starts wearing a dress? Because now it's passive aggressive. That if your son's in a dress, you can't go, hey, be a man. Because now they're saying, well, and the article's like, what's wrong with a man knowing where his femininity is? Well, by definition, there's something wrong with that. A man isn't a feminine thing. He can understand femininity.
Right.
He doesn't have to explore it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can comprehend femininity. It doesn't mean I have to embrace every single feminine thing, or that means I hate women or I'm homophobic or something. I'm not going to wear a dress. We were looking at this the other day. Megan had a magazine out, and on some of the girls' clothes, the models, the models were men for women's clothes in a women's clothes magazine. The model, it was like no,
interesting.
There was zero gender, and it was
I'm with you.
Skirts
little,
and tank tops, and I'm like, well, how is a girl supposed to know how she's going to look when? That's a real article you just found?
Yep.
Why can't I find a decent dress for my 5-year-old son?
In today's Parent magazine.
What? I'll tell you why.
Well,
you'd be looking for a girl section. They're over in the girls section.
Her quote is, I want a real dress, one from the boys section.
No, there aren't any boys' dresses. That's why you have to shop in the girls section for dresses. We've got to draw a line somewhere with some of this, don't
totally
we?
Totally agree.
I mean, don't we have to at least say, okay, that's enough. If you want to put your kid in a dress, that's fine. But we sell dresses in the girls' aisles.
Maybe it's a good thing Bert's not in here for this.
Oh,
second.
Yeah. Yeah.
The unisex division is going to expand. Already has, I guess.
I just don't understand where it's like, now it's my fault for thinking that that's stupid. You know? I understand that, people who work in mines have to wear a helmet and,
right.
And all the stuff. But it doesn't mean when I'm talking about mining, I have to dress up like it. And I have to fully understand that you have to actually wear the gear. No.
You got to smudge your face
with
coal.
Yeah, I got to be smudged with coal. I got to be in overalls. I have to look like I've been underground. I have a canary.
Yeah.
Well, no, I understand what it is. It doesn't mean I have to embrace and do everything. Especially if I'm digging a hole, I don't have to wear the outfit. We're just getting to be costume people. But a boy finding a dress, why can't you find a five-year-old boy a dress in the men's? Because they sell them in the girls. Because you have a five-year-old boy, you shop for
boys'
clothes.
I'll go even further. That's more about you as a parent than it is about that kid.
Yeah.
The kid, they'll play dress up at 5 years old all day long.
Sure.
But the parent, if they want to go out and buy a dress for them so that they can be...
Yeah, they're pushing it on them.
They're pushing it
on them. Or they're telling them that this is all right.
That's more for the parent than it is for the kid.
What's wrong with it? Like, there's weird... It's just because there's social mores. We just have to come on a dress.
Social mores have always been a thing.
Yeah. You do what?
If we put on a dress, we would...
You and me?
...potentially get in trouble because they say, you're not serious about it. You're... Making
you're mocking
fun of that.
It.
Yeah, you're mocking.
Well,
no,
be.
that's on them.
No, we would.
They can't mock you.
No, they'd be right.
Yeah.
They would be right, but they can't say it.
But a man, that's the whole Monty Python thing now.
Yeah.
If you're a guy and you're doing a girl like character and you're in a dress, they're like, oh, now you're just making fun of transvestites, which is used to be hilarious. Uncle Milty made a whole career out of it. Oh, we've grown from there. It's like, why? Why is Mrs. Doubtfire still not funny?
Sorry, I giggled. It just doesn't look the same on the guy with a beard than it does a woman.
Right. So, but little boys in dresses is like a mom. That's where's the dads? There's no such thing as boys' dress section. It's the girls' dresses. If you want to dress me, that's fine. Where do I get a jock strap for my daughter, says David Endres. He's right. Where do I get a jock strap and a cup for my daughter's hoo-ha? How about that?
John, I'm following Bert right now. He just flipped a bitch in the middle of the street to run back to the studio and say, don't care.
All right, don't care. He's right.
I don't know the answer for the guy asking the five-year-old
son. What
do
you do? He's like, well, you just be a dad. And you say, no, boys don't wear dresses.
We're not going to buy dresses for him right now.
You make that decision later. I'm not buying you dresses. But what if he feels like he really wants to wear it? No, we're not buying him one. He can wear mom's dresses and be a weirdo who wears
mom's
dresses.
And I kind of disagree with this texter. He says, John, it's just culture. I honestly don't give an F if a dude wants to wear a dress. Some dudes wear kilts. Still looks weird. Let them look weird.
I agree.
I agree letting them look weird, but a dude wearing a kilt is a little bit older than a five-year-old whose parent thinks that it's something cool for social media or whatever to put them in a dress.
The article says, treating a boy in a dress with rigid binary conventions into the realm of next-level femininity is liberating. I don't even know what that means.
Who came up with next levels of femininity?
Woke catchphrases. For the longest time, people were so stuck on being one way or the other. People have been doing this for a long time. They were called queer. Now you see a lot of guys in dresses that don't identify as all that feminine. So they're trying to make it so manly, but I don't understand it anymore.
No, they're trying to be influencers and social media stars. I'm fully convinced that that's the only reason that a lot of people do that.
It's all like shock value.
So that they
stuff.
Can become viral.
You could,
John,
be right.
And they're brave.
Yeah,
you're a serial killer aficionado. Weren't there a couple of murderers whose moms made them wear dresses when they were kids?
Ed Gein
made him wear dresses.
He wore his mom dressed him up, and then he got really weird about it, and then started to wear her clothes, and then Ted Bundy. Was another one who was forced to wear his mom's bras and things like that. So, serial killers and mommy issues with dressing them up like little girls.
How about this one?
Real thing.
John, it was a punishment.
It was, it was also, I wanted a little girl.
Right. Yep. And that was what it was more than anything. John, let me take you back to Titanic.
Yeah.
Would last night have been okay if TV sensation Doug Hopkins was stroking your calf while in a dress?
In a gown.
But why can't he find a dress he looks good in?
Spitting in my water going, kind of loosen up a little bit there, bro. It's the 90s. Doug, go in your room. Yeah, if he was in a gown and a tiara, it would be weird. I don't care how woke you are. That dude is not supposed to be in a dress.
It's a celebration tradition we have here in the apartment. Sonolingus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's what I'll say. Oh, God.
Brady.
Boo.
Take a lap.
Boo. Take a lap around the world. Boo. To you. Boo. I'll say it. Guys in dresses are gay.
It's a striking visual. It's a striking visual, which
you're
I think
gay,
is the purpose.
And that's okay. But a straight dude
ask
in dresses is not a normal thing. They don't wear dresses.
No. I'm saying they'd be accepting of it, but ask him if, a straight guy was wearing a dress on a night out.
You assume he's gay.
Right.
And it's not gay in like a, ooh, gay.
No,
he's gay. Your guy in a dress is gay, period.
And can we Can we stop the judgments? You shouldn't judge people. People judge everybody every second of every day.
Oh, yeah. That's all we do. Well, I've been saying that for years. I've been saying that on this show for years. That's how we've gotten by. That's what we do. You judge. It
happens in the first minute.
You judge the very first second you lay eyes on anything. So
it was a defense mechanism for Cro-Magnon, man. It's
so we tell this guy, be a dad, and say, no, you're not wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in that. Don't be influenced by things that you're like, I don't want my kid in a dress. So then you don't want your kid in a dress. There you go. That's it.
Get to the root cause. Is he just trying to be a viral dickhead or what?
Yeah. I don't know.
Some parents will know. I mean, that a kid that early will say is that's not a
experimental absolutely.
Thing. It's like
absolutely.
I'm this way.
Lisa has kids that
but still
that
come I'm
not through
really...
her class at fifth grade that she's like.
Oh, you know they're gay.
She
correct,
knows.
But I
and
still,
the parents know.
I knew
the parents will say
Danny
something.
Next door at my grandparents' house. He was 4 years old and he was gay. He'd come over in his grandma's robe and high heels and say he was going to marry a doctor someday.
Brett's chimed in.
We all knew. Yeah, Brett has already fired over the don't care because he doesn't want to deal with this kind of stuff in
doesn't
society.
Doesn't have to.
You know why? He's a man.
Shouldn't he be calling right
yeah,
now?
We'll get him in a second. I'm going to get these out of the way. I'm going to get early. I'm going to get early for you today.
Oh, look at you.
This hit me when the guy emailed. And then I got another email that said, dude, be careful sharing any space with the guy who chews tobacco. Because countless amount of times I picked up what I thought was my water cup and sipped a dude's spit. I'm like, oh, that's why in the apartment that I used to have for like a split second of my life with two other people that dipped, they were forced to only dip and spit into milk jugs. Because nobody drinks out of milk jugs that are just sitting there. Those red Solo cups or your actual glassware can be confused, and you can't do it. So we have Solo cups in the H&H Ranch, and it's that was bad. But he just picked up my cup and started heaving it. I can't imagine drinking somebody's tobacco spit cup. I would throw up for – I'm thinking about it now. I'm going to throw it.
I think this is the same guy.
Oh.
John, stay with me. I'm taking you back to Titanic
again.
Picture this. Doug Hopkins, skinny bikini. Big chew in his mouth, finger in his belly button as he sits at the end of your bed, hands stroking your leg with the other.
Pulling out a string or something.
Sweet nothing's coming
out. No, that's not what happened.
How long have you been there?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. I thought this was my space.
You sleep pretty.
You smell different awake.
What? I don't like that. Still had fun. Still worth it. As long as there was no, actual action.
As long as the Suns are winning, you got to keep it going.
That's all I care about. Right now, that's it. The party gets a little out of hand. I'm fine with that. It was a blast. It was fun. Anyway, all right, we'll talk to Brett in a second. Sorry, I just had to get on that because this dude with the kid with the dress was like, geez, I don't even know how to answer that in 2021. Normally, you just say don't. But looking in magazines and stuff and seeing guys wearing modeling women's clothes for women does nothing for women. Like, there's 90% of women aren't looking for their clothes, how good they look on a skinny guy, right?
And I mean, I think it's okay to say, no, not yet.
Right.
I mean, like, you want to go out in, as everyday clothes? Not yet.
Yeah, you just, no. How about just
yeah,
no?
Exactly.
How about just no? Silly. But a man in drag is still funny if they're trying to do, like, comedy with it. So we can't ever get rid of that. Brett's out there at 83rd Avenue in Camelback. We'll get to him in just seconds. And then the Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.